Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do speed jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke sent in from Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana, and Daniel Fick and Pam Kadji in Chicago, and Mike Altshuler in Deerfield, and Stan Gadja and Jenny Wilson Bonatti of Arlington Heights. We got one from Shell in Aurora and Kent Heisner, and Tom Fain, who is including address so you know where to send the mug, Oregon, Illinois, 61061. And Mike from the Twin Towns in Minnesota, and Marvin Sowers in Decatur, Illinois, and Terry Morgan, the writer in Cuba City, Wisconsin, James Wing in soon-to-be soggy Southwest Michigan, Bob Corley from Arlington Heights writes, wondering how I can still be sending jokes after all this time. Bob, tell me about it. Incidentally, more food jokes have come in this week. Hey Dave, Hormel Foods made their first batch of Spam in 1937. They have just announced that they will be making their second batch next week. Sunday's my night to cook at our house, and this weekend I reached a new culinary milestone myself by setting off my neighbor's smoke alarm. What do you get when you put a chicken in a burlesque film? Pornish game hen. What do Eskimos get if they sit on the ice too long? Polaroids. Hey, Dave, yesterday I was struck by a bottle of those omega-3 pills.
You okay?
Yeah, my wounds are only superficial.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a caveman. You are about to hear the birth of cussing for all mankind.
You know, if I were to hit that small round rock with this stick, I'll bet I could knock it into that hole.
If you recently turned 50, welcome to that phase in your life where the drinking challenge means 8 glasses of water.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray an ethics professor, and John Williams will star as his student.
You're failing my class.
Williams slides a 20 across the desk.
How about now? Hey, meat consumed as comfort food is also considered an emotional support animal, right? Sorry about that. And when my girlfriend said that she was leaving me because of my obsession with the monkeys, I thought she was kidding. And then
I saw her face.